Isaiah Pacheco is dealing with a sprained medial collateral ligament in his knee, and the current reporting says he is expected to be ready for the start of the season, per Sideline Report's Camp Tracker, updated August 10th. Ready for September is the headline. The problem is what the injury does to August. Go back to the June preview's core argument. We were skeptical of Pacheco on football grounds. A back entering his fifth season, coming off two straight compromised years, whose rushing average had fallen to 3.9 yards a carry, signed to a one-year deal to work behind Jahmyr Gibbs, a player Dan Campbell has publicly called his bell cow. Our aging research says backs at this career stage tend to fade, and we said the one path that beats that history was specific. Goal line work. Detroit has manufactured short touchdowns for its second back for years, and if those series went to the veteran, the skeptical read would fail for the most fixable reason. So we told you to watch two things in preseason, the goal line reps and the burst through contact. Those were the whole case. This week took both off the table. Pacheco did not feature in Thursday's opener in Cincinnati, and the coverage of that game belonged to someone else in the room. Jacob Sailors ran 8 times for 55 yards, caught 3 passes for 28 more, and in Candace Pedraza's words at Sideline Report, solidified the number 3 job behind Gibbs and Pacheco. Sailors is not a threat to Pacheco's spot on the depth chart today, but a healthy backstacking good film while the veteran rehabs is how number 3 jobs stop being number 3 jobs. Does the June read hold? Complicated. Nothing this week contradicts the skeptical June argument, but the injury means the evidence that could confirm or overturn it simply is not arriving, and a knee sprain in August is one more entry in a durability file that was already the concern. What we check next? Whether Pacheco gets back on the field before the exhibitions run out, starting with Washington on August 22nd, and if he does, whether the short yardage and goal line packages include him. That remains the entire question. We'll check next Sunday. Data via NFL Verse.